有边个中意等候咧？我哋唔中意等，同埋我哋要马上得到一啲嘢。我哋睇到现代嘅科技系要俾我哋立刻享受满足到我哋嘅。有快餐啦，所有嘅运送服务啦，系啦 ，Amazon 都已经提供即日嘅快递。因为这些公司知道人是需要立刻被满足。每一天我被迫要等候。我住在 Great Mall 附近，有一个街口我要被迫要转左的时候，就算是绿灯我都行不到的。总之因为太多太多车了。
Whenever I want to fill up gas, I'm forced to wait.
当我去加油的时候我都要被迫要等。
It's the cheapest gas around my house, it's Costco gas.
因为最便宜的油是 Costco 啊。
And you know how long those lines can be.
而你知道条龙是几长。而耐性呢，原来不在我们人性当中的。而耐性呢，是我们要去学习并且慢慢发展出来。而这些这么琐碎的事呢，至我们等的时候呢，令到我们很麻烦。而当我们等候一些很重要的事的时候，我哋会好猛，我哋会好不安，我哋好嬲，好可能会受伤害。而我哋唔知道究竟仲要等几耐，我哋觉得好冇盼望，觉得自己唔足够，失望。而当你长久咁样等一样嘢嘅时候，你会觉得好冇动力。如果等候同耐性唔系我哋人里面本身一个嘅品格嘅话，而我哋有信心嘅人，我哋生命里面要等候系最难最难嘅一部分。既然耐性同等候唔系我哋生命原本有嘅品质，但系点解咁爱我哋嘅父神要我哋等候咁耐？我睇圣经里面超过过千个生命见证，是神让每一个人去等候。上帝会应许这个人一样东西，而这个人可能要等很多很多年去等这个的应许去成就。我睇亚伯拉罕生命，神话我会给一个儿子你，你知佢等咗几耐？过好多好多年。神应许以色列人会跨越佢嘅被奴呢个生命，但你知唔知等咗几耐？超过四百年。上帝应许我们救世主耶稣会来， 你知我哋人等咗几耐？等我哋救世主降临，过百过千年。我知道觉得好疯狂一个问题啊！神如果问我有神，我有啲咩可以为你做啊？我会同神讲，神啊，你可唔可以做快啲啊？主，因为有时候真系太耐。因为神有时候你真系好慢。神啊，有冇办法你可以快少少咧？但上帝有个原因要令到我们等候，我们今天会去发掘在约翰福音十一章一至七节里面。OK， 我们一起读啊，中英文会同时会打出来。十一节，有一个患病的人名叫拉撒路，住在伯大利，就是玛利亚和他姐姐马大的村庄。这玛利亚就是那用香膏抹主又用头发擦他脚的。患病的拉撒路是他的兄弟，他姐姐两个就打发人去见耶稣，说：主啊，你所爱的人病了。耶稣听见就说：这病不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。耶稣素来爱马大和他妹子并拉撒路，听见拉撒路病了，就在所居之地仍住了两天，然后对门徒说：我们再往犹太去吧。
I'll read it in English. I guess it's not on the same page, okay? Now a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. Mary was the one who anointed the Lord with perfume and wiped his feet with her hair. Her brother Lazarus was ill. So the sisters sent a message to Jesus, Lord, he whom you love is ill. But when Jesus heard it, he said, the illness does not lead to death. Rather, it is for God's glory, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Accordingly, though Jesus loved Martha and her sister Lazarus, and her sister and Lazarus, after having heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to the disciples, let us go to Judea again. Let us pray. Father, we come in your presence, in your house.
主，我们来到你的同在，在你的心里面。
Lord, we desire to hear your voice.
主，我们去期待我们要得到你的声音。
Lord, we desire for you to impart in us words of life.
主，我们渴望你自己降临，将你话语进入我们心里面。
Words of encouragement.
从你而来得着生命的建立。
And words of hope.
从你而来的盼望。
So Father, use your servant.
主，用你的仆人。
To proclaim your truth.
去宣告你的真理。
And Lord, may we, as your people, receive your word with glad and sincere hearts.
主啊，我们是属于你的人，主啊，我们要来领受你的话语。
Father, impart in us life that we need to, this morning.
主啊，将你的生命倾倒在我们生命里面。
In Jesus' name I pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. You know, when we look at this passage, there's a verse that surprises us.
我们看整段经文里面有一句很惊喜的。
And that verse is verse 6.
在第六节里面。
It says, after having heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer. Even though Jesus knew and heard that Lazarus was ill, not just headache or not just arthritis or something, but he's about to die.
耶稣听见在第六节里面，他说听见拉撒路病了，不是一些普通的病，不是普通的伤风感冒，而 是足够叫他死的病。 但神咧里边话就在所居之地仍住咗两日。
Well, even after hearing and knowing a brother that Jesus loved so much,
既然耶稣听见同埋知道佢所爱嘅人病到咁严重。
Jesus stayed at the place where he was. He did not go immediately to Lazarus and to heal him.
耶稣竟然冇马上离开呢个地方去救佢，仲留多咗两日。
Why?
点解啊？
Is that because God does not know?
系咪因为神唔知咧？
Is that because God does not care?
系咪因为神唔在乎？
Because when we look at the rest of the chapters, this is what happened. Now, Lazarus, Martha, and Mary, and the household that they lived in,
玛利亚和拉撒路他们住的家庭里面,
it was a place of rest for Jesus.
曾经是对耶稣一个比较休息的地方。
Now, Jesus is almost at the end of his ministry and his life on earth. Right before he goes into Jerusalem so that he may be trialed and crucified and killed.
正正在耶稣将要进入耶路撒冷之前呢，他将会被杀。
Jesus goes to the house of Mary, Lazarus, and Martha because he loved them so much.
耶稣去找玛利、马大和玛利、同埋拉撒路、玛利亚，他们因为耶稣很爱，很爱他们。
And these three brothers and sisters love Jesus.
这三姊弟非常之爱耶稣。
So much so, this is the same Mary who gave up the expensive perfume and wiped Jesus' feet.
他们的关系亲密到好像这个玛利玛利亚，佢就系将佢香膏，好名贵香膏倾到喺耶稣脚前。
And when we look at the end of chapter 11 of John, we see that both Mary and Martha, when Jesus comes, they say, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died."
喺十一章嘅最尾咧，见到玛利亚同马大，佢同耶稣讲：神啊，主啊，如果你喺度，我细佬唔会死。
And these brothers and sisters and all the family members and friends present at the funeral at their house, they're just so overwhelmed with grief.
而在他的丧礼和这个家庭里面来的朋友，他们的亲人，他们每一个人心里非常悲叹，是满写出来。
And in verse 33, we see that when Jesus saw her, Mary, she was weeping. Actually, the better translation of this word is wailing, loud wailing.
在33节里面呢，说到耶稣见到玛利亚喊，而最好这个字眼其实是大声的哭号。
And the Jews who was with her also were wailing out loud.
耶稣跟他一样是很大声地喊出来。
And then it says that Jesus was greatly, greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved.
他说耶稣当时心里面非常非常悲叹。
This word disturbed is actually the better translation is Jesus was angry.
而另外一个嘅翻译咧系更加好，我觉得系话耶稣好嬲。
Angry at what?
嬲乜嘢咧？
Angry at the death and all the pain and suffering that come with humanity.
佢好嬲，因为人类要经历呢啲痛苦，呢啲嘅受苦苦难。
Because Jesus loved Lazarus so much.
因为耶稣是如此咁爱拉撒路。
So Jesus, God who is all knowing that this will happen.
耶稣是全知的神，他知道这件事会发生。
Why did Jesus wait 2 days and allow Lazarus to die?
但为什么他还要等多两日，还要容许拉撒路死了呢？
Why did Jesus allow this family that he loved so much to go through this period of suffering?
耶稣既然咁爱呢个家庭，但系佢点解要容许呢个家庭去经历咁多嘅痛苦
？Period of this waiting, you know, he was dead, for 4 days.
你知道拉撒路死咗四日，耶稣要佢哋等候。
And that 4 days might have felt like 4 years or 4 decades for these brothers and sisters.
佢哋可能四日过得好似四年咁长。
So why did Jesus wait?
点解耶稣要佢哋等
？If he loved and cared so much.
既然你耶稣咁爱我哋，咁爱佢哋。
The question we want to ask today is, does God not know? Is God unaware of our circumstances?
我们今天会问神，你不知道我们经历着什么吗？
But in verse 11, 12, 13 of John 11, it says this. After saying this, he told them, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep. So Jesus was telling his disciples when he heard the news. And he said, but I am going there to awaken him.
在十一节里面，耶稣说他跟他的门徒说，我的朋友拉撒路睡了觉，我去叫醒他。
So the disciples, you know, they're not there at the house of Lazarus. They're away. And they just heard that Lazarus was ill.
門徒當時他們不在那個家裡，所以他們只是知道拉撒路病得很嚴重。
And so when Jesus said, I'm going there to awaken him, the disciples thought, okay, Lord, if he has fallen asleep.
門徒就跟耶穌說，耶穌你什麼睡覺啊？他睡著了。
Then he'll be alright.
他睡了覺，那他就好翻咯。
But then again, in verse 13, it says, Jesus, however, had been speaking about his death.
耶稣所指的是拉撒路已经死了。
So Jesus knew, even before he arrived at the house of Lazarus, that Lazarus was dead.
耶稣未去到，已经知道拉撒路已经死了。
This was even he arrived at the house of Lazarus and seeing that Lazarus on his deathbed in his tomb.
他们未去到，耶稣未见到他的坟墓，未见到他的尸体，但已经知道拉撒路死了。
So these verses prove that our God knows our circumstances.
所以圣经是讲很清楚，神是知道我们所经历的。
Even if we do not tell him, he knows.
就算我们不告诉他，他知道。
Okay, so we know that God knows our circumstances.
他主是知道我们所经历什么。
So, does God make us wait because he refuses to hear our cries?
那为什么神还要我们等呢？难道他不听我们呼求？
In verse 3 and 4, it says this. So the sisters sent a message to Jesus, Lord, he whom you love is ill. But when Jesus heard it, he said, the illness does not lead to death.
这两姊妹打发人去见耶稣，说主啊，你所爱的人病了。耶稣听见就说，这个病不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀。
Jesus certainly heard their cry, their request.
主听见他们的呼求。
Day by day, all of us, we may be praying or crying out to our Lord.
每日我们对主呼求祷告。
And some of us, we may feel like, Lord, are you not hearing my cry? Do I have to pray louder?
我们里面可能会觉得，神啊，你听不听见的？难道我要祷告得大声点吗？
Do I have to pray more?
我还要祈多点祷吗？
No, our Lord hears our cry. God knows. God knows our cries.
我们主知道，知道我们呼求。
So why does he make us wait when we are crying out loud and he hears us?
我们对主呼求的时候，神为什么还要我们等候呢？
Is God unable?
是不是神没能力啊？
But in verse 43, 44, it says this. When Jesus has said this, he cried out in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out! And the dead man came out and his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth and his face wrapped in a cloth. And Jesus said to them, unbind him and let him go.
在四十三节里面说大声呼叫耶稣，就说拉撒路你出来。咁死人就出嚟，手脚包住布，块面都包住手巾。耶稣同佢哋讲： 解开，叫佢走。
Raising someone from the dead, it was a wonderful miracle.
要死人复活是一个奇妙的奇迹。
In fact, greatest prophets of Israel, Elijah and Elisha, also raised someone from the dead.
以利亚和Elijah, 他们两个的巨大的伟大的先知都有叫死人复活。
But raising someone from the dead, who's been dead for 4 days, who's been rotting, this was the first time.
但是叫死了一个死了四日已经发臭了的死人复活，今次是第一次。
At the entrance of the tomb of Lazarus, when Jesus cried out with authority, with power in a loud voice.
当时耶稣不单止是大声，他是有他的权柄，有他的能力去叫出来。
Lazarus came alive and he walked out of the tomb.
拉撒路，你行出来，而拉撒路行翻出来。
If this is the same Lord and Savior that we believe in,
如果这位主耶稣就是我们相信那一位，
and this is what he did, raising someone from the dead, someone who's been dead for 4 days,
而他有能力叫死了四日的人复活，
don't you think he is able to do whatever you are praying to him in faith?
你能够去相信他是有能力去回应我们的祷告。
Can you think of anything in your life that you need God that's greater than raising someone from dead?
在你生命里面有没有什么是巨大大得过叫死人复活的需要呢？
No person in history of mankindwas able to raise someone from the dead who has been dead for 4 days. Only Jesus did it.
全人类历史里面没有一个人能够叫死人复活，只有耶稣。
And this miracle was so wonderful, so spectacular, so powerful that all the people who were present at that scene.
而这个神迹是巨大能力到一个地步，是当时在场每一个人。
They believed in Jesus Christ.
他们马上相信耶稣。
And you know, all the chief priests, all the religious leaders of Israel were so afraid of him.
所有的教会领袖是很惧怕耶稣。
And they schemed to put Jesus to death.
而这班的教会领袖呢，去装一些计谋要去害死耶稣。
So Jesus is able.
所以耶稣是有能力。
Able to do anything.
他有能力去做每一任何一件事。
So why does God make us wait? Is it because God only cares about receiving glory to Himself?
咁点解神仲要我哋等呢？唔通佢净系单单在乎佢要自己得到荣耀咩
？But when we look at verses 7 and 8, it says, "Then after Jesus said this to the disciples, 'Let us go to Judea again.' The disciples said to him, 'Rabbi, the Jews were now just trying to stone you.'And are you going there again?"
在第七节，耶稣对门徒说：我们再往犹太去吧。门徒说：拉比，犹太人近来要拿石头打你，你还去那里？
So from where Jesus was staying for 2 days, in order to get to house of Lazarus, he had to go through Jerusalem.
耶稣所在之地，他要去到拉撒路家，要走过耶路撒冷。
But in the previous chapters of John, we see thatPeople wanted to kill and stone Jesus.
在约翰福音之前里面讲到，所有人是想打死耶稣。
And so when Jesus said, "Let us go to the house of Lazarus, let us go to Judea," he was not only risking his own life, but the lives of those who followed him, all the disciples.
所以当耶稣说我要去，我们去拉撒路家的时候，去犹太的时候，他是要冒一个很大的险，他是会 有遇到死亡的危险，并且他身边人都会可能遇到死亡。
So from this story we see how selfless Jesus is, that he is willing to risk and sacrifice himself to heal, to raise Lazarus from the dead.
所以我们看到耶稣他 是很无私的，是牺牲自己要去叫拉撒路复活。
So it is not the case that God only cares about receiving glory to himself.
所以神不是只是要为着单单接受去领受他的荣耀。
So why does God make us wait? Does he not care?
神点解要我哋等候咧？佢究竟在唔在乎我哋？
In verse 35 of John 11, this is the shortest verse in the Bible.
系35节，系最短嘅经文。
And it says, Jesus wept, or Jesus began to weep.
35节，耶稣哭了。
When he heard all the wailing, loud outcries of sadness and pain.
他听到当时的人大声的痛苦伤心流泪的声音他喊。
And so when the Jews saw Jesus weeping, they said in verse 36, see how he loved him, Lazarus.
犹太人听见耶稣和看到耶稣喊到这样他们说哇你看看他爱这个人是多么的恳切。
Jesus cares.
耶稣在乎。
Jesus cares what we're going through, what we're feeling right now.
耶稣关心我哋有咩感觉，我哋经历紧啲乜嘢。
Jesus wept.
耶稣都喊。
This proves he cares.
证明佢关心我哋。
So why does God make us wait?
神点解仲要我哋等咧
？If none of these reasons make sense，
如果冇嘢唔合理嘅话，点解神仲要我哋等咧
？Well, for one, God makes us wait so that he may receive glory from and through us.
神要我们等候为着祂可以藉着我和你去得到荣耀。
Jesus gives the reason why he waited 2 days.
耶稣有讲为什么祂要等了两日。
And he says in verse 4, this illness does not lead to death, but it is rather for God's glory, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it.
在第四节耶稣听见就说这病不至于死。乃是为神的荣耀，要神的儿子因此得荣耀。
God wants us to wait because He's waiting for a time in our lives to act so that He may be most glorified through us and from us.
神就要我们等一个最好的时间，叫祂自己藉着我们可以得着荣耀，是最最大的荣耀。
He wants to receive glory from us.
他藉着我们去得着荣耀。
Not only that, God makes us wait because He's waiting for the time for His Son, Jesus Christ, will be revealed through us.
神要我们等候为着等一个时机，等个时间要我们藉着我们去启示祂的儿子，神的儿子。
In verse 42, it says, I knew that you were always hear me, but I have said this.For the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me.
42节，我也知道你常听我，但我说这话是为周围站着的众人，叫他们信是你差了我来。
God the Father made His Son to wait 2 days and allow Lazarus to die, so that people may believe who Jesus is.
天父让耶稣等了两日去不救拉撒路为了他身边侧跟的人叫他们认识主耶稣是谁
In verse 25 of John This is not there、okay.
在约翰第25节
Jesus said I am the resurrection and the life
耶稣说我是道路真理和生命
Those who believe in me though they may die they will live
所以凡相信我的人他们会死但他们会活下来
And so, by having Lazarus to die and raising him from the dead, this event showed who Jesus is and showed what he said will come true for all those who believe him.
耶稣让拉撒路死了并且叫他复活整件事要叫所有身边的人去见证到佢耶稣口所讲嘅说话系真，并且佢有能力。
And lastly, God makes us wait because, sorry, the heading is wrong. It's because God wants us to know
And God wants the non-believers to know and to believe God.
神要耶稣等两日先够拉撒路，系为咗要我哋身边未信嘅人去认识神，并且相信耶稣。
In verse 45, we see that many who saw this event, resurrection of Lazarus, they believed in Jesus Christ.
喺45节里边讲到身边好多嘅人睇住见证住拉撒路由死到复活，佢哋呢班人相信耶稣。
I'll say this real quick. When I was married to my wife, about 3 years into marriage,
当我讲一件事，我三年前同我太太结婚嘅时候，
I was really afraid.
我好惊，
because I saw my sister who tried to have a baby for 5 years couldn't have baby.
我见到家姐用咗五年时间去生仔都生唔到。
And so we decided, okay, we'll have a baby.
我哋决定好，我哋生仔啦。
Because I don't want you to, you know, be in your late 30s and have a child.
我哋唔希望佢去到30岁之后先去生孩子。
And at that time, I thought as long as we did our part, we did our thing, 9 months later, we'll have a baby.
我哋以为我哋只要做我哋所行嘅，我哋就九个月后就有 BB 噶啦。
But after a year and a half passed and going through miscarriage,
过咗一年半，并且我哋有一个不幸嘅流失。
I learned that children come from God. It's a gift from God.
我去明白到原来孩子生命系来自神嘅礼物。
And so from then on, I pray to God every single day. God, we want to have a child.
在那里每一天我向神 去祷告，就神啊，我们想要个孩子。
But he made us wait a year and a half.
而神叫我们等一年半。
During that year and a half, I thought, is there something wrong with me?
在那年半里面，我去质疑自己，我是不是有问题呢？
You know, all these fears and doubts, you know, crept out in my head.
所有的犹豫恐惧出了来。
And I was so desperate. I told God, God, if you give us the baby, I will dedicate this baby to be a worshiper for you.
我向神祷告，主啊，如果你俾我哋嘅孩子，我让呢个孩子成为单单敬拜你嘅人。
And God gave us the baby.
而上帝给我哋一个孩子。
Couple days ago, we had something called Mother's Day, but in Korea, we don't have Mother's and Father's Day. We have something called Parents' Day.
在韩国我们过几天前几天过了一个父母日。
And our daughter Alyssa, she wrote us a card to my wife and I, and she said this, Mommy and Daddy, I love you.
我大女写了一张卡给我们父母，我们爹地妈咪，我爱你。
And that I will become the worshiper that you want me to become.
而我会成为你要我成为的敬拜者。
And I said, praise the Lord.
我说感谢神。
Not only,that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ revealed, I am the author and giver of life and giving us a daughter.
上帝不单止去启示他自己，他是生命的主宰，给我们一个孩子。
We gave glory and thanks to Him for giving us a daughter.
我们去将荣耀去感恩去归返给神，为了他送给一个孩子给我们。
And not only that, I'm sharing with all of you.
同埋我向同你哋一齐分享。
Our God is living God.
我哋嘅神系活着嘅神。
As you can see, that year and a half period of waiting was painful.
嗰年半嘅等候非常之痛苦。
But through us, God wanted to reveal and receive His glory.
而神藉住我哋同埋我哋嘅等候去领受去接收佢嘅荣耀。
God wanted to reveal His Son, His power.
神想向我们启示祂的儿子和祂的能力。
And God wanted to have others to believe in Him as a result of our testimony.
同埋神要藉着我们的见证去叫身边的人去认识祂。
So today as you are waiting for whatever it is,
所以当你在等候你所等候的事情，
God wants to be glorified through you.
神要藉住你去得着佢嘅荣耀。
God wants to reveal His Son through you.
神要藉住你去启示佢儿子。
God wants others to believe in Him through you.
而神亦都要藉住你去叫身边嘅人认识佢。
So thank God for this period of waiting.
所以主，我哋多谢你俾我哋呢个等候嘅季节。
Let us pray.
我哋祷告。
Father God.
天父,
Lord, you have made us to go through all this period of waiting up to this point, Lord.
主啊, 你叫我们人生去到今时今刻都在等着。
Whether it be, Lord, not being able to find a job,
我们可能找不到工作,
not being able to conceive,
我们不能够生孩子,
waiting for your healing, physical healing,
等緊你醫治我哋
emotional healing
情緒身體
waiting for you to open doors for the ministry and mission field
等緊你開門叫我哋去向外發展
waiting for you to save those who we care about
等緊你去拯救嗰啲我哋愛嘅人
Father I pray that at this moment for you to receive all the glory through us
At this
moment, reveal your Son and His power and authority to us.
藉著我哋去啟示你自己嘅兒子同埋你嘅能力。
And at this moment, Lord, may all these things that we've been waiting for come true at this moment in Jesus' name.
奉主耶穌嘅名，叫呢一刻所有你等候，要我哋等候嘅事情，
去成就。May there be healing right now.
讓醫治發生。
May there be opening of doors.
叫門，所有我哋等嘅門開。
May there be freedom.Father, may you answer our cries.
天父回应我们的呼求
So that those who are among us may believe that you are living God.
叫在我们身边的人每一个人认识你
Reveal your Son and His power through our church and through us.
启示你仔耶稣和你的能力
So that you may receive all the glory. In Jesus' name I pray.
所以你能够领受所有的荣耀奉主耶稣基督的名求
Amen.
阿门